This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cybersecurity teams worked feverishly Sunday to stem the impact of the impact, a single biggest global ransomware attack on record, with some details emerging about how the Russia-linked gang responsible breached the company whose software was the conduit, an affiliate of the notorious Rexovo gang, best known for extorting $11 million from the meat processing JBS after a Memorial Day attack, infected thousands of victims in at least 17 countries on Friday, largely through firms that remotely manage IT infrastructure for multiple customers. That's according to cybersecurity researchers. The report rants demands of up to $5 million. The FBI said in a statement that it was investigating the attack along with the Federal Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. The scale of this incident, which may make it so that we're unable to respond to each victim. Demolition crews have set off explosives to bring down the damaged remaining portion of a collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition Sunday was key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse and even expected to open new cases for rescue teams to work in. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the incident. So far, rescuers have recovered the remains of 24 people, with 121 still missing. This is VOA News. Calling a vaccination the most patriotic thing you can do, U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday mixed the nation's birth party with a celebration of freedom from the worst of the pandemic. He tempered the studies against COVID-19 and with a warning that the fight against the virus was not over. For Biden, it was long-awaited opportunity to highlight the successes of the vaccination campaign he championed. The event was the largest yet of his presidency, the clearest indication yet that the U.S. has moved forward into a new phase of virus infections, shifting from a national emergency perspective to a localized crisis of hundreds. Responsibility, the nation also moved from vaccinating Americans to promoting global health. This is VOA News. Pope Francis reacted well to planned intestinal surgery Sunday at a Rome hospital. That's according to the Vatican, and without giving much detail about the pontiff's condition. In a statement late Sunday, a Holy See spokesman Matteo Bruni said that the 84-year-old Francis had general anesthesia during the surgery necessitated by a narrowing of the large intestine. The written statement, which came up shortly before midnight, was not notable for its scarcity of medical detail. Bruni did not say how long security lasted, nor for how long the Pope was unconscious under anesthesia. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen says she will stick with her strategy of making her party a more mainstream political force despite a stinging loss in regional elections. The 52-year-old was re-elected Sunday at the head of the national rally as a gathering in the southern town of her anti-immigration party flamed and failed to win any of mainland France's 12 regions in the last week's vote, raising criticism about Le Pen's strategy. In her speech, and she praised the healthy and necessary development of the party. She said there will be no return to the national font and the former name of the party that was changed in 2018. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.